All right, and we are back for part two of our top 30s. We are talking Supercoach top 30 players now. Number one for me, Gary Ablett. Coming back off the injuries, six games last year, averaged 115 in Supercoach. When he came back, knocking out a 184 game. It's not bad after coming missing so much football, is it, Steve?
He's one of a kind.
He certainly is. Yeah, number one for me, if I did have the number one pick, but I don't, so I will have to suck it up.
Yeah, he's not slipping to eight, my friend.
No, he is not. Hard to see him anyone going past Gary Ablett, number one, but guy who could probably take it off him is my number two, Toddy Goldstein. 21 games, average 128. Was averaging 170 at one stage last year.
Wow.
170. You don't see that. And that included, I think, a 221 game, a 180. Most dominant ruckman. I think he's 300 points clear of the next best ruckman.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want some big separation, and if you had Goldie, he gave it to you.
Yeah, certainly, and especially with that captaincy, he was set and forget. The only one low game he had was against
Frio.
Yep, yeah, that's who he was. Aaron Sanderlands, and as most ruckmen do struggle against Aaron Sanderlands.
But the reports were that he was sick that game as well.
Okay, I didn't hear that one, but yeah. In the return game back in Melbourne, he actually did get a 120 against Sanderlands, so can do it. Yeah. If you got picks one and two, I see Ablett Goldstein.
Yeah, I'm
no
the same.
Worries right there.
I've got him the same.
Yep. Number three for me, moved to Geelong. Paddy Dangerfield, just 119 average, 21 games. Playing with Joel Selwood, I see him just maintaining the same. Same as what he did with Sloan. Just they both rack him up, contest a ball getter, kick a few more goals, tackles, does a lot.
Yep.
Number four for me, Mr. Dependlebury. Doesn't miss a game. Scott Pendlebury, 104 average. No, that can't be right.
That doesn't sound right at all.
No, I don't know where I got 104, but that's 116 average.
That's a little bit different. That's a little bit different.
A little bit different. 116 average. Missed about five games in the last 5 or 6 years. Safe as houses. You bet your house that he's going to average the same again. Don't see him slowing down anytime soon.
Nope. How boring, man. We got the same top four.
Great minds think alike, I guess.
What about... Yeah.
Hopefully... What have we got here? Number five for me, Heath Shaw. Average 112, 22 games. First time he's played a full season ever. Going to be the number one defender again, I think, this year, unless Jared McVeigh or Matty Boyd can step up to that, but I doubt it. Just going to lock him in. Might slip a little bit, but can't see it happening.
No, I've got Heath Shaw six. I like it. I just had Rockliffe in front of him, that's all.
Yep. So you're looking for more perma-captain straight off the bat?
Well, when, I think drafting? I think Rockliffe can go back to sort of 120. The only...
Don't think you'll get that 130, whatever, 38 yeah, from a couple of years ago.
The other guys, if I drafted Rockliffe number three, I could do that as well. So, I mean, I know Heath Shaw's great for the positional variance.
Yeah.
But just the spot difference.
But I actually think there's a little bit, it actually bats a bit deeper, the defense this year. I was having a look at the team picker and actually does bat a pretty deep.
The
defenders.
I think the top guys are clearly the top guys. Like, when you get down to your D3s, there's some real value, I reckon.
Oh, big time. And they're not quite on the list, but something we're going to have a bit of a chat about.
Yeah.
Number six for me, only played the 16 games, 110 average, Tommy Rockliffe.
Yeah.
Busted ribs, knocked out by, who was it?
Had a zero.
Tom Lynch or Sam Day. Sam Day, yeah.
Oh, and that's after getting... smashed by Varko in the first game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Varko.
He was the assassin.
Six games there, he did not taking people out left, right, and centre. Just, oh, bloody Varko.
Love him.
Don't mind him this year, actually. He's got that defensive mid status.
Oh, yeah.
Number seven for me, my first Bulldogs player on the list, Luke Dalhouse.
That was interesting. I wanted to bring that up because we had the poll. We talked about it in the first episode, and the poll was... They were all about you being the homer.
Yeah.
And you've waited to pick seven to get a Bulldog in there.
Luke Dalhouse.
Kudos.
22 games, doesn't miss. 104 average in Supercoach. Can see him maintaining that. He's done it the last couple of years, even with liver in that side.
So you've got him in front of Delidio and Martin.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That's fine. I was just making sure.
Yeah. Pick A for me, and please God, I hope he's here.
Wait, where did I have Dalhaus? I had him like 13.
Okay, so start of the second round. So
that's a little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit different. Yeah, again, with those forwards not being there, I like it there.
Sure.
Number 8, and I'm picking 8 in our draft this year, and I hope he's here. Steph Martin for the Brisbane Lions. Played 20 games, 110 average, sole ruckman. Probably going to play more game time. As Steve mentioned in the fantasy, played 91% game time. I can see that going to 94 to 96% game time.
Well, he'd be a fit boy if he can do that.
Well, that other 4 or 5%, that's him just sitting in the forward line.
Yeah, I had... this is an interesting one because I had him at number one in my dream, in the Dream Team show.
Mm-hmm.
I got him at 23 here.
For Supercoach.
For Supercoach.
Good luck, pal.
Well, this is the reason, Jono, and we talk about positional variance. The variance isn't as great for mine with the rucks in Supercoach.
Right.
Like, you got more guys who can average 105 plus.
See, Sam Jacobs here, I've got him on my list here at 108 average for Supercoach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
there's a 2-point variance there.
Well, I mean, what do you think Steph Martin's going to do? I mean, I can see him certainly improving to sort of 115, 116.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's, you might pick up 8 points.
That's what I'm banking on there.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fair enough. I just, I'm probably value rucks a little bit less in Supercoach than Dream Team.
Yeah.
But that's a long way apart. Yeah, I can't imagine I'll get him with that ranking.
No. But it's just part of, small part of my draft strategy.
Part of the game.
Yeah, part of the game, part of my draft strategy. Trying to get a decent ruckman early. Number 9 for me is Mr. Brett Delidio from the Richmond Football Club. 17 games, 112 average after that Achilles and calf problem there. Pure forward. Can see him probably maintaining. I think he maintains.
He's going to maintain. He's going to be a top 5 average forward.
Yeah, he won't be the number 1 forward, but he'll get close to it. Cause I think.
Well, he could be.
Well, he was this year. If you
there's no reason he couldn't be again next year.
No, unless Dusty takes over, but hard to see that happening.
Where do I have him? 7.
Number 7. Okay, so not too far apart.
He's my number 1 forward.
Your number 1 forward.
Yeah.
Yep. Rounding out my top 10, and pretty good chance to get him in the top 10. JPK, 22 games, averaging 110. As Steve said in the last podcast. What, 10, 11 games where he gets 30 possessions in a row?
Well, it was the last 10 regular season and the first final as well, so it was 11 with the first final.
11 with the first final, there you go. So if he can maintain that form into round one, he could easily be top 3-4 midfielder by the end of the year.
Yeah, I got him 9.
Can you see him actually going higher than that 110 average?
Oh, man, if you average 110, that's my expectation for him.
Yeah, but you don't see him going to that super elite 120?
Oh, no. I mean, look, it could happen, but I think it's a small percentage chance, not a big one.
Yeah. Coming in at number 11 for me is JPK's teammate, Dan Hannery, averaging 114 last year with 22 games. This guy's in the prime of his life. Love what he does. As Steve said, could go out to the outside, rack up a few more possessions, kicks it inside 50, who knows. But I can still see him maintaining that 114 average.
Yeah, well, I think he's a fantastic player. I just worry that the contested ball drops a little bit this year.
Especially with Tom Mitchell and Parker.
Yeah, so I got him at 19.
Okay. But yeah. still in that...
Still in the, still in the bracket. Second bracket, but just not as high as you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
This guy, before I found out about his injury, Dane Beams. Played the 16 games, won 13 in Supercoach. Could slide down a little bit for me now when there's talk of struggling with that shoulder reconstruction.
Yeah, he's it's cloudy.
Yeah.
It's cloudy. I'm not going to drop him just yet because I'm not...
It's a big question mark.
It doesn't affect his fitness base.
That's true.
So I'm not... It's not like Selwood where he's not running.
Yep.
Like Selwood... That's... But I got Beams, 16?
Yep. Number 13 is my second forward in Lee Montagna. Average 111 in Supercoach, 17 games. Just going to get it done. As Steve mentioned, it's hard to pull out all the stats here when Steve's mentioned them all so far.
Yeah, I got him at 29, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Any reason of that?
I'm not sure he's going to back it up for Supercoach. You know, I know he's a possession magnet. I don't know. It just doesn't work for me as much, Montagne and Supercoach.
Do you think with Billings getting pretty fit now and coming back, take some points off him there in that midfield forward role?
Oh, maybe. I just like the other guys so much better. Like, I like Martin. I like Deledio. Montagne can go up and down a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the other guys are just sort of bang.
Bang.
And we, like, he's so outside. So there's the contested balls.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, yeah. There's no reason, really. I mean, you can draft him second round. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
He's a gun forward.
Again, it's just going to be all about positional, getting those positional players in your forward and defence locked down, which we spoke a little bit about in our last show, in your strategy about locking down certain positions.
Yeah.
Number 14 for me, and one of our guys reckons he was going to win the Brownlow count for Sydney Swans, is Tom Mitchell, but that did not happen. Played the 17 games, 104 average. I can see that getting a big bump this year.
Okay.
Can see that going to a 110 average if he plays every game. Again, not going to be subbed out or vested out.
Yep.
Contested beast, kicks goals.
Yep. Tackles.
Tackles, does a lot. Brilliant. Only a pure mid, though, which...
Yeah, where did you have him, sorry?
14.
Okay, 24 for me.
24. Yeah, like I said, you could probably see him sliding from that being that pure mid this year, I would think. Number 15 for me, Dusty Martin, 105 average, second highest averaging forward in Supercoach last year, playing all 22 games. If he just puts the chopsticks down and concentrates on football, I can see that. I could think he can get to a 110 average like Deludio, especially with Deludio getting that little bit older now. I can see Dusty being the one to take over there. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I had him at 8. I really like Dustin Martin because he doesn't miss games generally. Yep. I will say this, he can... Last year, I had Hanbury in our draft, and I was very, very high on him, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Hanbury was he could always go 130, 140. It was just a matter of raising those 60s up to 85s that'll really kick his average up,
yep.
the raising your floor. Dusty's another guy who needs to raise his floor. I think he can.
Yep.
He's a first-rounder for mine.
Okay. Yeah, maybe a bit of wishful thinking there for me, but like you said, like we were talking a little bit off air, it's going to be so hard for Supercoach drafting this year.
Yeah, well, you had him as your... Is that the fourth forward? You got Deledio, Dalhouse, and Montagne before him.
Yep.
So I see him as just a lockdown, safer pick than Montagne.
Yep.
I can see him playing more games, and I don't think the average is going to be so far that it affects him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I certainly see him as being better than Dalhouse. But again, if you're on Dalhouse, then I got no issues with that. That's...
See, I've only got Dusty and Montagne two spots different. So.
Yeah, yeah, so it's not the end of the world or anything.
No. Like I said, going to be a very interesting draft period this year, I would think.
Yeah, look, hey, if I'm in pick 9 and Martin slides to me...
Hello, Sailor.
I'm not pissing on him. I'm not passing on him. I'm not passing on him either. I won't do either of those things.
All right, number 16 for me, Pretty Boy Prudis from the West Coast Eagles. Should have won another Brownlow last year, I would have thought. 113 average, doesn't miss a game. 22 games again. You got Nick Knack and Lysette feeding the ball. Question mark still on Redden, that abductor injury, was it?
Yeah. Groin.
Groin, yeah.
The adductor is your groinal area.
So Redden's going
to... They linger.
They do linger, so... Redden probably won't be ready for round one. I would not think so.
Yes.
That's going to help Prittis for a little bit longer there, I would think.
He's a gun. I had him at 12.
12.
If he's my first midfielder, I'm not crying over it.
No, you wouldn't be, would you? Number 17 for me and my... This is my first... No, my second defender, Jared McVeigh.
Yeah.
Got the DPP, 20 games. Just missed a consistent 100, 100, 100. Pretty much what Steve said in the fantasy game, 97, 97, just get to that 100.
Yeah, and a lot of those ball users from Sydney's years past when McVay was in the middle, like your Malcheskis and your Mantners, you know, they've moved on. Jared McVay is really the gun halfback distributor.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Chainsmoker, Dane Rampy. But...
Well, he's more locked down anyway. So I like...
No.
Well,
no.
I like Jared McVay anyway. He's at 14 for me.
But Rampy, he's been running, training with the midfield group.
How many midfielders can they honestly have?
He'll be outside. Come on.
Nah, look, all these guys, they play in the midfield. Like, fine, but they're playing...
How much in the midfield?
It's the dual... It's being... What is it? What the hell's that word?
DPP?
No, it's being able to play different positions in real football.
Yeah, utility.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah, 14 for me. And, yeah, again, second defender.
Yep. After the news of this guy, I had Joel Selwood at number 18. Just like the Coles ad, down. Selwood is down. If he's not running, he's not for me.
I had him at 11.
Okay.
And I feel like I would... lower him to the start of the second round.
So that was the second round if you had...
Third round, sorry.
Third round, yep. Yeah, I don't think
it's a huge drop. It's not like he's going to average less than 100.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I'd actually slide him to the fourth round. Third, fourth round. Look.
That's really a wait and see.
It's a big wait and see.
Yeah.
Number 19 for me, my third defender, Alex Rance. Just... I'm looking to load up on defenders this year. 22 games, 97 average. 97? Yeah, 97 average in Supercoach. Yeah. Intercept marks, rebounds. Does everything.
He's a gun.
I had him
at 22.
Yep. Great pick if you get him.
If you had a couple of mids or even a mid and a ruck, I'd definitely take him in that third round.
Yeah, absolutely. Good little pick there. I can actually see him going there because... no one's really talking about him much, are they?
He's a guy who could slide to the fourth round in your draft anyway, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Number 20 for me, the new captain of the Fremantle Football Club, David Mundy. 21 games, 113 average.
Great year.
Brilliant year.
He's a gun player, man.
So
clean.
Clean and underrated. Like, it's like, who have they got at Fife, Bunnell, Pavlich? They all talk about him, but never Mundy. And that was part of the reason he actually said in his acceptance speech of the captains, he goes, yeah, I've stood in the shadows, but now I want to step out, so come on out, Mr. Mundy.
Apparently burning up the track as well.
Well, he's the only one on the track, seeing as all the Freo players are in the rehab group.
I had him at 20 as well, so okay. We're both in agreement.
Next bloke says to me he's training well, but I don't believe it. Any Western Australian fans listening to the show and to getting down to the training, let us know how Nathan Fyfe actually is going. I've got him at 21, likes to trip people up, played 18 games, 124 average. Just not big on him this year with all those broken legs and other injuries, the slipped disc, just very concerning for me.
I can understand your concern. But I got him at 10.
10?
Yeah, I'm not... like. Let's be honest, if there was no injury, he'd be top five.
Very easily top five.
So, for me, I am drafting at the back end of our draft in real life. If he slips to me, I have to roll the dice at this point. Like, think about it, I might not take him in the first round, but I'll certainly take him at the start of the second.
Start of the second?
Yeah, I really have no problem. Like, think about it like this. If he comes out in the first 2 weeks and scores 120, there's going to be... 10 people or 9 people in your draft going, god damn it.
And maybe 8 people offering trades.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. If you think he's going to have a struggle over the year, because let's be honest, he does miss games.
Yeah.
If you think he might, if he's going to, you know, that's a great sell high time, you're going to get some fantastic value.
Oh, big time. Like, I don't know. You'll
get a forward and a mid, like good forward mid sort of guy.
Yeah, that's right. Like, if you missed out on, say, a Dusty and someone was keen on 5, you could... Dusty
and steak knives.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think it's really worth the roll of the dice. And the reports are that he's doing things that someone with an injured back wouldn't do.
Okay.
So I feel like he's going to eventually move back up the board. So 10. I don't know. Where did you have him? 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, well, you see, Steve last year drafted a lot of injured players.
Yeah.
And finished last year. I like to play it a bit more safe and... No, I'm just rubbing in Steve there. Number 22, a bit of a outsider for me, is Brendan Goddard, with the whole team being suspended.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah, I just see him getting a massive bump. Like, captain now, going to play pure mid. Played all 22 last year, only averaged 97. But with the likes of Heppel, Watson, and all those out, I see him getting a massive bump.
Yeah, I didn't have him in my top 30.
Yeah, see, a lot of people wouldn't.
I don't think I've got him in my top 30 mids.
I never had him in my top 50 mids, I don't think.
Yeah.
Let me have a quick look.
Yeah, look, I'm not convinced that he's going to get a bump from all this.
38, I actually had him in my midfield, yeah. So mid four, but I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty high on Goddard, actually.
Okay.
Number 23 for me, Zorko the Magnificent.
You know what would be interesting, actually, sorry to interrupt you there, is we're doing a mock draft show in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If you were interested in Goddard, when we do a mock draft, to not pick him and then see where he falls.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be really interesting to me, because if you're really high on someone, that's going to be an interesting thing to see where other people rate him, because when you come to draft,
yeah,
you might get fantastic value on that.
Yeah, he could even slip lower than where I've got him, which I think he will, yeah. Because, as we know, the Bombers aren't going to get flogged.
Yeah.
And they'll just want to see Goddard lose it and finger point at everyone. So back to number 23 for me is Dane Zorko. Was the fifth highest ranking forward in Supercoach last year, averaging 100. Doesn't miss a game.
He's very consistent.
Very consistent. Very under the radar.
Yep.
And gets it done. I like it. Like, if you've gone pretty crazy at the start of your drafting, you need a safe...
Safe forward.
Bang. Lock in Zorko. And he's got that DPP...
Yeah.
Every year, so lock him in.
Yep. I didn't have him, but I don't mind it.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, 23, so that's what, third round? But
yeah,
you could probably even get him later, maybe.
Well, again, all these guys that you're keen on that are a potential point of difference, if you find a way to do a mock draft, I'd be really interested to see where other people rate him.
Yeah, for sure. Coming in at 24 for me, Mr. Callum Ward from the GWS. Doesn't miss a game, but can go missing in a game. 106 average. I think with Treloar, we've spoken about this, with that points vacuum there. I think his average does go up. Probably gets to that 110 average.
I got him at 18.
18?
Yeah.
Because you're a little bit higher on him.
Yeah, a little bit higher on him, just because... And where I have him, I think you'll certainly get him.
Oh, quite easily.
I think I'll get two people in front of him. I don't want him as my first mid. I know I've got him ranked in round 2, and that sometimes means that they'll be your first mid, but I don't want him as my first mid. I want him as my second.
No, especially when you've got the likes of... You can get a Hanbury JPK possibly ahead.
Yeah.
I think I had him as my second mid last year. Safe as houses.
I'm expecting a little bit better from Ward this year.
I think so too, yeah. Number 25 for me... my third ruckman, Sauce Jacobs, can't go past him. 108 average, doesn't miss a game. 21 games for Adelaide. Not many people beat him out in the ruck.
Yeah, no, he's a fantastic ruckman. There's no questions.
Do you think he takes a hit at all?
Anyway? No. I think he's fine. I think he's absolutely fine. I don't even my top 30, but that's just... we spoke about it with Steph Martin. It's just I'm not... Unless I'm getting Goldstein or... A ruck falls to me in a position where he's valuable. I don't want to take a ruck this high.
Yeah, and you did that last year. You drafted a ruckman lower last year, didn't you?
Oh, no, not really. That was probably a big mistake, actually, in my draft. Okay. I just got Marich at the end, but did trade him and got what I thought was reasonable value. And ended up sort of just rolling different rucks. I picked up Grundy and he was getting me 90s. Picked up... I just rolled with a few different rucks at various times. Got Cruiser when he came back, and he played pretty well.
Yeah, he certainly did.
So that's the thing about rucks, is so many rucks roll through and can score well. I mean, look at Max Gawn halfway through the year. I mean,
just out of nowhere,
like Steph Martin the year before.
Yep.
So these things happen. Like, you could see it with someone this year, like one of the St Kilda guys, or
maybe Jordan Ruffhead,
Big Boy.
I don't think Jordan Ruffin would go that big, but...
No, well, you know, but just these things happen.
Yeah.
These things happen. And I think this year, with so many ruckmen, with so many teams having, like, clear-cut number one ruckmen, like, you saw Sinclair move, you saw Louis move.
Simpson moved.
But you saw... Like, what I'm saying is, you saw guys move, like, where there was a two-ruck situation, and now there's a one-ruck situation.
Yeah.
So... To me, there's more value in the ruck this year.
Oh, big time.
So,
and if you can hear that in the background, that's someone just started up their motorbike, I think. And
very unprofessional, neighbour.
Yeah, thanks, neighbour. We're trying to record here. Jeez.
All right.
Oh, that just threw me off. Where am I? Yeah,
Jacobs.
Jacob.
Okay. I didn't have him.
Didn't have him.
In my top 30.
No?
If he fell to me, if somehow he got to me in the sixth round, okay.
See, yeah.
Like, not that it will, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, as we spoke about the strategy, if someone started that ruck...
The ruck run.
Ruck run, yeah. You'd have Goldstein, Martin, Jacobs, and probably Nick Nat as your top four.
Yeah, thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah. You can see that happening. And the neighbour's gone, thank you. Coming at 26 for me, might be a bit of a surprise to Steve.
What do you mean? I've been surprised by like half your picks.
Well, you will be surprised. Cade Collar-Jasny at number 26.
God damn, that's high.
I'm all about the Colin Jasny.
Man, I thought I was going to get him in my drafts this year. Apparently not.
Nope. only averaged 89, but that was because I think his average was affected because Rocket Ead had him playing lockdown defender, which he is clearly not. Doesn't miss a game. Great intercept mark, rebounding defender.
Runs all day.
Runs all day. He's got the tank. Brilliant pickup if you can get him, and I certainly hope to get him.
Yeah, I didn't have him. I can't imagine taking him in my top... Well, he's not in my top 30, but yeah.
Yeah. Again...
He's a defender I'm looking at, there's no doubt, but...
Yeah.
That's just a bit too rich for my blood.
See, that's the thing. I've actually got him as my second defender in my team picker for Supercoach. Okay. So just all about the guy. And another one we didn't mention in our sleeper show, and I'll put it out there, Jake Collar-Jasny's brother. Only played a handful of games last year, but very impressive.
There's a lot of competition for spots in Geelong's team.
But he played the last eight games and did not look like missing out.
Well, you know, but they've got midfielders now and they talked about Guthrie going back. You got Bartel. Like, for mine, that's the whole Geelong team's almost a wait and see.
Yeah, I can see that happening too. Number 27, Jack McRae, Western Bulldogs. 100 average, 20 games, ultimate accumulator. He's just going to run up and down the wing, getting the ball. Hopefully can add a few more tackles, kick a goal. And get that to maybe a 105, 106 average, I would like to see.
Just not contested enough for me in Supercoach.
No, he's your Brandon Ellis type, just...
Yeah.
No contest, hardly any contested possession, but just likes to run up and down the wing.
Yeah, not for mine.
Not for you? Not in your top 30 at all?
Oh, I'm just looking at some of the names who I've got that you don't, and I'm a bit surprised that he's in front of them, to be honest.
Okay. 28 for me, Matthew Boyd from the Western Bulldogs as well. 18 average, 18 games, 103 average. He's going to be a top five defender this year quite easily.
Yep.
He's going to miss a few game times just because of his age.
Yeah.
He had a couple of soft tissue in niggles last year, but that's not going to be too much of a worry. Great pick.
I got him at 26.
So very close on that. Just. Great, solid pick, I think.
Yep.
29 for me. Going to be the number one midfielder at the Adelaide Crows. Rory Sloan.
Yeah.
All about him?
15.
15? Wow, so you got him higher than me.
Yep.
16 games after breaking his face twice, but still knocked out 105 average.
I think Rory Sloan's an absolute superstar.
Yes.
And I would be comfortable with him being my number one mid.
Really?
Yep. Yep. If I went
a
forward or defender first, or a ruck even, no qualms taking him as my first midfielder.
Yep, I can see that. He's a contested beast, just like Danger was. Like them two.
I don't think the Danger... I think people are overlooking this, or overstating this Danger exit.
He's going to get tagged. Yeah, he already does. See, when Danger was there, he was at 110 to 112 average. He can go to that Danger 120 average.
Potentially.
Yeah. Maybe I have underrated Sloan a bit too much there.
I'm really shocked that you would have Jack McRae above him, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't see that 115 in Jack's arsenal.
No.
But
Yeah, probably have underrated Sloane a little bit there.
But that's fine. That's we're all different. So yeah, that's absolutely fine.
And rounding out my top 30, a ruck midfielder, best and fairest at Geelong, Mark Blixarves, 21 games, 104 average. I'm liking it.
Yeah, I've got no problems with it. I don't have it, but
yeah,
it's he's just, like we mentioned in the Dream Team show, is so hard to gauge.
So, yeah, Geelong's just going to be that enigma for the
NAB
Cup.
I just have no idea.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
And they're talking up Zach Smith.
Oh, come on.
No, they're talking him up.
Yeah.
Like Mitch Clark.
Talk up everyone.
Yeah, no. Opposite. I've heard boo about Mitch Clark. What's he even doing? Is he on the list anymore?
I saw a photo of him at training.
Yeah.
So he's alive.
Okay, well, that's good. Glad to hear you're alive, Mitch.
Well, yeah. Sorry, actually, yeah.
And Reece Stanley, like...
Well, he played one good game.
You got all these tall blokes there, so who knows what's going to happen. So, Steve, who have you got that I don't?
Robbie Gray is the highest.
Robbie Gray, yeah.
At 17.
Very iffy on Robbie Gray.
Oh, look, I think he's a superstar. I really do.
No doubt about it, but I just found it hard to get him in my team.
Well, he was a top five pick last year.
Mm.
I think, like, he's, for mine, you know, I got him above Ward, I got him above Hanbury. I think he's 110, no questions.
He still maintains that 110, you think?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. 21, I'd steal Sidebottom.
Yep. Well, as I've said before, I'm not ultra high on him. And
I'm pretty keen on him this year. I think
even after Ask Bucks said he'll be
the Bucks vanilla answer. Jono, was it your question?
It was my question.
Yeah, Jono got his question on Ask the Coach, and the Bucks played a pretty straight bat.
Yeah, basically he can play mid, forward, or wing.
Yeah,
thanks Bucks.
Thanks Bucks. I had no idea. Yeah, so 21. I think he's a gun. Can average 110.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Not gonna. Do you see him getting that 110, or he takes a hit?
No, well, I like him because, as we know, he's an endurance beast.
Yeah.
So he's not going to come off. We know he can kick goals. We know he can rack them up.
Mm.
You know, if you got Brandon Ellis, do you have Brandon Ellis? Or you got Jack McRae. I mean,
Jack McRae, yeah.
It's sort of similar, but I think Sidebottom's a better goal scorer.
Yeah, that's true.
So, very smart footy player. Who else did you miss? 25, Luke Parker.
Yeah, Luke Parker. I don't know. Something about that broken leg just...
You know that you put... I put so many... I looked at my list and I'm like, God damn, that's a lot of Swans. but he's a good player.
He is a good player. Just that broken leg. He has signed that 25-year deal or whatever he signed. I think it was a 5 or 6 year deal.
Yeah, to 2021.
So, yeah, 6 year deal. Yeah. Good on him. He won't be coming back to Frankston anytime soon. Where he's from.
See, he's a contested player and I love my contested players in Supercoach.
Oh, yeah, I love that too, but just that broken leg factor, even though he's just... Bit of concern for me.
I had Harley Bennell at 27.
Yep, I can see that, but...
If he's my number one forward, it's scary, but I wouldn't have a problem with it in Supercoach.
No, because he will get you that.
I think he's in a lot better team.
Oh, no doubt about that whatsoever.
And he's, you know, generally been a fantastic Supercoach scorer.
Yeah, averages at 100 off 15 games. So
even 90, mid-90s, he's generally averaging mid-90s or better.
Yeah.
So that's fine for me.
Yep.
The only thing is the 15 games over the last 3 years, but I think going to Western Australia, they'll straighten him up, and yeah, at least for this year, he'll be pretty good.
They've got a pretty good medical team over there in Western Australia, or Fremantle.
Yeah, and 28, got Bartel.
Yep. Yeah, I can see all that happening. It's just, again, this is all our personal top 30s.
Yeah, it's really hard. Like, that's one thing is, like, we're doing a mock draft, but we're really lacking mock draft facilities in Australia for our Supercoach and Dream Team leagues.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you know, I'm a big... And we're playing the NBA fantasy this year, and I'm a big NFL fantasy fan.
Yeah.
You can do a mock draft every 5 seconds, virtually.
Yeah, that's right. I think when we did the NBA fantasy, I logged on and about an hour beforehand and bang, did a mock draft.
Yeah.
And bang.
And you generally get an idea. It's like, we could do our mock drafts, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, you know, I had Robbie Gray, whereas you don't have him. And I go, oh, shit, no one's got Robbie Gray. So maybe I'll bump him back around.
Yeah, that's right. And the same with that Goddard thing. But don't pick him up, see where he does slide, and then you can adjust your drafting to how that goes. So
yeah.
But there are sites out there that do mock drafts, and we'll let you know when we do ours, and
yeah,
you can follow it from there.
Yeah.
Well, that just about wraps up the show for this week.
Certainly does.
Coming up next...
That was a long one, man.
That was a long one.
I need a nap.
I'm going to go drink some beer and punch a koala on Australia Day.
I'm going to get a plane to Cronulla and be racist.
No racism. Coming up next week, we've got our Fantasy Fallers.
Yep.
I'm going to do a bit of a...
The Fantasy Face-Off.
Fantasy Face-Off.
Man, I want to do that. I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to get have a few players and just go head-to-head against each other. Basically.
Well, this is fantastic. We can look at our top 30s and really belt each other over the head as to why they're so different.
Yeah, so an example could be Danger versus Pendlebury, Goldstein Martin.
Nat Fife.
Get stuffed.
and we might even have an interview.
Yes.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see how we're going to go. But from Moneyball, they're a daily... Fantasy sport.
Yep.
Where you can win some sweet, sweet cash just by playing daily fantasy.
Awesome.
All AFL, so if you know your fantasy, get on board. And that's moneyball.com.au. Anything else, Steve?
Just if you're enjoying the shows, we really would appreciate, we're really appreciative of all the listeners, all the people who are liking the page on Twitter.
Yep.
All the retweets, all the likes. We really, really appreciate all that stuff.
Keep the questions coming also on Twitter.
Yeah, we'd really... Like, I know we're only just starting out, so we don't have the biggest following, but we'd like to have a mailbag section.
Yep, absolutely.
So if you've got questions, we're certainly going to...
Yeah, drop them on the Facebook page or on the email. We check them daily, so...
Yep.
We're always on there. And yeah, also we'll have the draft order. Just basically make it a fun way, as we mentioned earlier, just to get your draft order. Like as we said, we had the WWE Royal Rumble yesterday and just sat around there having a couple of drinks, whinging and swearing.
I really enjoyed the Royal Rumble for about 3 minutes. That's why a guy got thrown. But subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Get over to Twitter. Check us out at The Draft Doctors. Hit the follow button. Head over to facebook.com/ The Draft Doctors. Steve's put me off with his back scratcher. Or drop us an email.
What's weird is how many hairs pop out after I scratch my back.
Or drop us an email at the draft doctors@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.